This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us there. We also have the Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will.
Johnny Ray.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We go to David in New Mexico. He's on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey. Yeah, really disappointed. I went to that disco.lrn.fm and no lights, no music.
<that's>
no nothing.
It's discord.lrn.
Oh, that was the, yeah. Oh, damn. Just to help you out on the history, first of all, that Mexican, Britain, U.S., Mexican, German, Nazi thing you're talking about, I believe that what happened is that the Brits were tapping American telegraph stuff. And they, the Brits were doing the tapping, and they received the message that the German telegraphed to the Mexicans that, to try to set that backstab up. And the Mexicans didn't want to go along with it, but the Brits had a dilemma because they didn't want us to know that they were intercepting, messages and decoding stuff. And I'm sure I'm getting something wrong in there, but that's part of that, what happened there.
All right.
And I had the state police here to begin an investigation into the lawyer I know about stealing money from the taxpayers, but I wanted to hold off on that because there's something more timely. You were talking about earlier, tying into what you're talking about, oil and gas. New Mexico's big oil and gas. Like one third of the state budget comes from oil and gas extraction and such. And our current U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce, who is leaving that position and running for governor in the next election on the Republican side, before he went into politics, he had made something like $20 million off oil and gas field services, supplying tools and stuff, dealing with the salt water you're talking about earlier, anything that's needed for the oil field, and he'd made like $20 million. But since he's been congressman, I'm his constituent. I live in his district. He comes on the local radio stations with high regularity. In fact, I mean, many politicians in the state of New Mexico do. And as you know, most other radio stations that are not like yours, they tend to be in bed with the politicians because
sure.
They want the power. Yeah, they want them to come in and be happy and because then that's the radio station's content and they sell advertising and everybody gets what they want.
Except but anyway, for the people who actually want to have like news that challenges the politicians, you know, people that actually want to have the media do their job and actually be, you know, out there to critique and to question rather than to just go along with. But yes, I see what you mean. Everybody at the radio station is happy because they're getting their political, buddies in there on the air. It makes them sound like they're important if they can have the police chief or the mayor or whoever on. And then, of course, the police chief or the mayor makes them feel important, and they like that. The advertisers, they don't care as long as people are listening. And, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to listen to, like, local talk show hosts and even national ones just fall all over themselves to worship politicians.
Right, yeah. And so today, this morning was another event like that. They had this Steve Pierce guy on there, and they the radio stations, like I said, other than yours, they have different techniques that they use to stiff-arm people that actually ask hard-hitting, tough questions of the politician guests that come on there.
Sure.
So they've done everything from, they literally have a blacklist at this one particular station. Well, at two different, no, three stations, I'm collecting them, where they literally blacklist me, and then there are some hosts that don't abide by that blacklist, and but what they do is they use other tricks, like, even though you're the first one to call in, they leave you all the way until they run out of time before they get to your question, so you don't get a chance to answer, and every once in a while I get a question, but for 3 years in a row, I was able to question this guy on questions that he couldn't answer, and they were very basic. They were on the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the dude's a congressman. He should know basic things about the Constitution. And then I asked him specifically about family law stuff, and he tried to dodge that one with that family law doesn't have anything to do with the federal government. Well, you know, your fundamental rights are federal rights. And anyway, the last time that I had asked him a question on the air, he was so fed up with me that I won't say anything, you have to bleep, but he said the full word. He said that David, you're full of S, and they didn't and they didn't bleep it in time, and so it actually went out over the air. This many year U.S. congressman, wow, Steve Pierce, Republican from New Mexico, got so I was able to slow.
That's
so
a feather under your cap, man. Congratulations, yeah, right, on that, David. I appreciate the call, yeah, and the story tonight. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE.
We got a guy like that back in Knoxville called Kenny Kelly
who'll call out.
Oh, he calls out everybody, and like he's really not well liked.
He's a caller. He's not a host.
No, he's a caller. And he like this guy here, you know, and he calls out the politicians, he calls out the hosts. I remember one time there's like this really touchy feely good kind of like Muslim guy that they have come on the afternoon talk radio show.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow people to call in and ask him questions and that kind of stuff. He's just there to be like the, I'm not a bigot. See, I've got a Muslim friend. Kenny calls in after they're off and like tells them that he wants to ask this other guest a question, and then they let him on the air, and like he just lets them have it. He's like, this guy's the Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate. He's been a community leader in this state for 6 years now, and you guys won't even let him on the air to ask questions. I mean, like, he gave them both barrels, and they were just like, didn't know how to react to it. And like, then that's what he does. He calls daytime shows, nighttime shows. He'll pretend to be other people.
That's great.
Whatever he's got to do to get in, and, like, I mean, he's coming with everything he's got, and he don't mind cussing on the air if he gets a little too excited. And I mean, he does. He gets crazy. And at the very least, he's entertaining to listen to.
Sounds like it. So if you want to join us here, you can. You can call anybody out here. We don't care. We don't mind being challenged. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. In the very beginning of the show tonight, we were talking about the Venezuelan Petro, which is the purported cryptocurrency that is supposedly going to be coming out at some point and will ostensibly be backed by a barrel of oil, according to the government of Venezuela. The story coming from the CNBC.com, where a sovereign analyst for Latin America, Mauro Roca, says the Petro is not a crypto. It's more of an IOU from the Republic backed with oil reserves. Or at least so they claim. Amid hyperinflation and tens of billions in unsustainable debt, quote, the country is having serious problems extracting oil, so it will be difficult that these IOUs retain much value. I don't know if it's that they have problems extracting oil. There's plenty of oil in Venezuela. What we had read previously, and I don't claim to be an expert on these matters, but, you know, we do read a thing or two about Venezuela from time to time here on Free Talk Live, and there was a story about how they have oil, but they just can't ship the oil, because they're shipping their frigates or whatever they are that they load the oil onto, the oil tankers. They are not, let's say, shipworthy. They're not international seaworthy. So they haven't done what they need to do to make sure these things have been certified internationally in order to actually leave the borders, if you will, the international waters around Venezuela. So they're not allowed they got the oil, they just can't ship it to where they need to, or they don't have enough ships to get enough of it out there. That's one of the problems, because, again, it's just government mismanagement of the resources that they have stolen from the people there. The Venezuelan government for a long time has been nationalizing industries there, has been literally just stealing whole companies and industries from people.
Since they're socialists, I say they take over the bananacoin.io page and just change it to bananarepubliccoin.io, and it'll be perfect.
The toll-free, they can pay for it with Bolivar.
And bananas.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up what you want. I wonder what a bunch of bananas costs these days in Bolivar. Probably quite a bit. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We got an update. We're continuing here on Venezuela and their crypto, or what they're calling is a crypto, but some people are saying is absolutely not. Of course, nobody really knows yet because it's not out there yet. They haven't released it. And you better believe they're probably not going to be releasing the source code if they ever do get this thing out there, because governments don't like transparency. So that's my prediction, that this will not be a crypto currency, and it will certainly not be available for you to audit via an open source code.
I think part of the story with Venezuela and crypto is they are an energy. Their country is built on the energy industry and oil, and they subsidize their citizens' energy use relatively heavily, and that has caused crypto to be popular in Venezuela, cryptographic or Bitcoin mining and so forth.
That's true.
The biggest, maybe the only cost for mining a crypto is the energy it costs you. And if those people are getting
the equipment costs, but yes, the ongoing is certainly the energy.
Right. And if their energy is being subsidized, I've read on some of the crypto forums that Bitcoin Cash, for example, is catching on in Venezuela. And it's because of the subsidies that the government provides. So yeah. if they see that some kind of nascent threat from cryptocurrencies coming, then they might be trying to forestall it by saying, well, forget about that. Look at what we've got here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't arrest you if you're mining this one.
Right.
Because they will arrest you if they catch you mining Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, because basically it's unauthorized use of the government's power in that particular case.
Well, that's what you're seeing in a lot of these countries that are dealing with massive poverty or massive unemployment. They have this subsidy on electricity. They're mining. You've got Egyptians mining. Ethereum is huge in Egypt. China, same thing. You know, your choices
they have
are
to shut down now.
You can go work in the sweatshop for about 12 cents an hour, or you can mine Bitcoin. Well, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, come on. In Venezuela, you can stand in the bread line, or you can mine Bitcoin Cash. Well, I mean, what are you
going to
do?
We'll tell you more about what's going on with Venezuela in moments. But first, we go to Dwayne listening in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello, Dwayne.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Welcome to the program. Go ahead. Your thoughts.
So, thank you for having me. I just want to say, first of all, I appreciate the work you're doing. I am a first time and brand new listener, and probably.
Thanks.
Will be the last time, because I'm never in my vehicle at this time of night on Sunday. But I just happened to tune in to you, and I'm enjoying the show so far, so I hope I do get to hear again.
Well, the good news is we're going to be on there on both days on the weekend on that station that cannot yet be announced officially in Chattanooga, but is a big, awesome station, and we're looking forward to finally announcing it. But, yeah, when they come on officially, which should be probably this week, we'll give you all a big welcome next weekend. But, yeah, you're going to get Free Talk Live there on Saturday and Sunday nights, and we'll be live, I believe, for all 3 hours that we do each night. But, anyway, what did you want to comment about tonight?
Well, again, I want to say I have no idea who and what I'm listening to, and it's rather refreshing because I don't know what your political persuasions are. So that's good for me that I can just sit here and listen to, with an open mind and unbiased, just being a listener. And so you were talking earlier about the idea that the local government in Blount County, and of course I'm in Chattanooga, so not all that far away. I'm very familiar with Cape Cove. I realize this is a national show, and there may be a lot of listeners that has no idea what Cape Cove is, but talking about the county wanted to purchase Cape Cove property from the federal government, and I think on one side of my brain, I think, well, that would not be such a bad idea, and then on the other side of my brain, I'm looking at some similar developments where I've seen the Chattanooga area, not too distant areas, where local government take over from a federal agency, and that only place is, even though there's been much good, a Volkswagen plant being built or whatever, but with something, what I would call a national treasure like Cape Cove, it could go very well for a while, but all it would take is very simply for there to be a change of that local government, and the next thing you know, Cape Cove becomes an industrial park. not to say that that couldn't happen with it being a national park. It could still be shut down and still become an industrial park. But it's much less likely to happen than it would be in a local.
You think so? I mean, because the local guys are a little more accountable than the federal guys are. So if the local guys start to mess with something that people treasure, they're going to be all over them.
You also have to completely forget what the federal government has done to East Tennesseans already via the TWRA and the TVA. I grew up in the Loudoun, Blount, Campbell, in that that area. And, you know, I looked at the skeletons of farms that were literally taken at gunpoint from locals so that they could first just decide not to do anything with the land and then go, oh, well, you know what? Let's turn it into a toxic waste dump. Literally some of the best farmland on the face of the earth. And the federal government's idea was we're going to steal it, and then when we can't figure out what to do with it, we're just going to pour toxic waste from Y-12 and, you know, the Oak Ridge National Laboratories there. And then somebody said, well, wait, no, hold on. Let's flood it and build another dam literally 700 yards from the Loudoun Dam, and then we'll sell all that land that we bought for $33 an acre or less.
Is that cheap?
And for Tennessee farmland? Yeah.
Okay.
We'll sell it to developers, and they'll sell it for $250,000 for half of an acre, and we'll all get stinking rich. Yeah, so, no, I'm sorry. I've seen what the federal government does with the land that they take from Tennesseans. My family is from Cates Cove. We were among those people that the federal government under Teddy Roosevelt literally came in and threw people off of their farms to create Cates Cove. So, no, I'm sorry. I've seen what the federal government does to East Tennesseans, and
can't trust them.
You can't trust them, no. I grew up around the skeletons of what they do.
I've watched the same. Well, I didn't watch it. I'm 56 years old, but I've, you know, the TVA did pretty much the same thing you're describing in you know, building the dams on the Tennessee River. My grandfather was an engineer with TVA at the time, and you know, was involved in the building of every one of the dams on the Tennessee River. And in fact, he was a foreman at Oak Ridge at the time of the building of the atomic bomb. So I agree. I'm very much in tune with what the federal government can do. I'm just saying that I would like to think, and perhaps I'm just snowed, you know, I'm just stuttering, but I'm saying that I think the smaller government could do something that the federal government might not be able to do.
I'm with you, man. I don't trust any government. Okay, I'm with you on that. I think that the smaller governments are more likely to be accountable than the bigger governments are. So, meaning that, you know, the mayor and the city council members actually, you know, probably live somewhere nearby the people that they're taking advantage of, whereas the D.C. people don't live anywhere nearby us.
I can't go, and this will come from the very biased brain of myself. I'm still active duty in the military 35 years, so I can't say that I don't trust our government. I think I want to be very actively involved in holding our government, be it federal or local, accountable.
No doubt. I think the best way you can do that, and Dwayne, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, is to not have the government take over the park, but to sell it off to somebody who actually cares about it, like, you know, a private organization. More coming up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Johnny Ray.
We're going to your calls and your thoughts, but I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about cryptocurrency? The best place to start is learning about the first one, Bitcoin, over at Bitcoin.com. They will give you the lowdown, the details, and if you want to get really deep, you can go and get the latest news headlines as well to learn about the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. There's a lot of great features at Bitcoin.com, but get started if you've never, you know, even lifted a finger to research Bitcoin. It's a great place to get started. If you're old school and you want to get the latest news, go there too. News.bitcoin.com for the news headlines and Bitcoin.com to get started. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Skype, where David is on the line in Arizona. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Ian, Will, and John. Hey. Great hearing the show tonight.
Thanks.
I just want to call in about one of these phony baloney things where the government tries to you know, barricade everybody out of, you know, so-called public facilities in order to, you know, to force you to put pressure on Congress to restore funding. We have a local, I'm down here on the border in Nogales, Arizona. The nearest big city is Tucson, Arizona. There's a recreation area called Sabino Canyon. And of course, Tucson is a desert, and this is the only place where you can go walk along a stream where there's actual water. So everybody in Tucson goes there on the weekends. This place has now been barricaded and shut down by the USDA, and I don't think anybody was even aware that the federal government had anything to do with the facility, but there's a big parking lot where everybody parks to go into the facility. USDA has put four-wheel drive pickup trucks across the entrance, blocked it off, and they have forest rangers with guns standing there keeping people from parking in the facility.
Now, hold on, just to clarify, David, is this happening just this weekend due to the supposed government shutdown, or has this been going on before that?
No, it's for this, and they've even put up a sign. They've put up a sign that said, we are going to keep this recreation area shut down until Congress restores funding. And they've actually taped up a sign that says that. Now, what people are doing is ignoring it. They're parking on the county road where there's a bunch of no parking signs from the county, just a normal no parking area. And then people, you know, the local news is showing old ladies in walkers just walking this long route to get into this place. They're walking past the barricades. And what they're trying to do is say you can't park in this big paved parking lot that's at the trailhead, and there's like some restrooms there. There's no employees there on the weekend anyway. It's just like restrooms and whatnot.
Right.
So the people are walking past this empty parking lot that's barricaded with these federal government four-wheel drive vehicles, walking up the trail anyway. They're not allowing any vehicles in there. And the sign says that the whole recreation facility is shut down, but people are going in anyway. So.
I love it. But wait, didn't you say they had armed guards?
I was about to say, you know, they don't have money to pay people to run the park, but they've got money to pay federal agents to stand there with machine guns.
Well, this is the way the federal government does a shutdown. They designate certain people as essential. I used to be part of the machine. I was the head of the DEA office for this part of the country. And what they do is designate certain people as essential employees, including law enforcement. So even though there's nobody there on the weekend, on a normal weekend, there are now federal cops standing there to just make sure nobody drives past the barricades.
I wonder which costs more. What costs more? The guy who stands there and like punches your ticket as you drive through the gate, and like the girl who sells you like a stuffed trout in the little gift shop, or the federal agent with a machine gun? Which one costs the taxpayer more in this? We don't have the, we can't fund it. We don't have a budget, but we're going to pay somebody. I bet it's like three or four times.
Oh, yeah. So that's what Darren said on Wednesday night or Friday night or whatever, was that they spend way more money actually closing these areas than they do leaving them open. No, I guess I'm confused. If there are men with machine guns there, why are they still allowing people to cross the barricades? Is it just that they don't want vehicles in the park?
Do you want to be the guy with the machine gun that stops the old lady?
They would do it.
Well, they're kind of splitting hairs. They don't really have the facility to shut down the federal land because it accesses a whole mountainside, which is actually, so-called public land. Mm-hmm. So what they've done is they've designated the facility that's at the entrance to the trailhead where the big paved parking lot is. The restrooms are there. They've designated that facility as closed, and yet the little handwritten sign they put up says this recreation facility is closed until Congress restores funding. And so they're not, they know they can't piece
people
off the federal
land. So they just closed
the
parking area, basically. They closed the parking area.
Yeah.
But they're not stopping anybody from actually walking onto the property.
Right. So they put barricades across the whole entrance to the park and vehicles across that. So nobody can drive in, but they're parking on the county road, walking past the barricades and past this big empty parking area. Yep. You know, they have news reporters showing how it's all empty and going in anyway.
And how much you want to bet those guys with the machine guns are getting paid overtime?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because they wouldn't be there otherwise on a Sunday.
Yeah,
they wouldn't be out there.
Hey, thanks for sharing that story, yeah. David. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. You'll have to call in another time with DEA stories if you were the head of the DEA out there. I'm sure you've got some stories to tell, but not tonight. Thanks for the call tonight, though. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'm presuming that he is no longer in favor of the job that he used to do, given the fact that he's calling this show. So I think that would make for interesting content.
I don't know. Maybe he's gathering intel.
I'm not sure what intel he would have gathered from that phone call, but either way, we will see maybe in the future. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got Skype as well, as he just used. Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got the Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm, where you can get in the on-air call-in line there. We were talking earlier about Venezuela and their... what they're calling a cryptocurrency, but skeptics are saying, there's no way it's going to be a cryptocurrency. This is the government we're talking about.
Well, they call Ripple a cryptocurrency.
Who calls it that, though?
I mean, I guess the people that you and I know.
It's a coin. It's a digital currency.
It's listed on your favorite website, coinmarketcap.com.
Yeah. That's true.
.gov.coin.
That's true.
I don't know what parameters they have for that. They've also got Tether on there.
Yeah. And so this Petro, which doesn't exist yet, is supposedly coming. And I hope that nobody buys it. I hope that people will stay away from this, because you're ultimately going to just enrich the government of Venezuela with your real cryptocurrency. Because if they put this up on an exchange, and then you're trading Bitcoin or Ethereum or something like that for this.
Well, as long as you're trading U.S. dollar tethers for it, it's just fake money for fake money.
Well, you decide how to handle this, but to me, I would feel like I had blood on my hands if I had any of these Petros.
Yeah, I could personally. If I owned it, it would be for the novelty of it, and then like you would have to. That's what I was saying the other day on my own show. Was like, I'd love to have some for the novelty.
Yeah,
but like you would have to.
That blood don't come out.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy these from people you don't know that aren't actually there.
Right. You're showing on our wall here. We've got the $10 trillion, I believe, from Zimbabwe. $10 trillion note, and also a 50. There are two. No, it's a two bolivar. It's a two bolivar note there with the dolphins on it.
Yeah.
We've got a little fiat currency here.
Yeah,
on the wall.
And again, it would be kind of like owning one of these joke fiats from Zimbabwe and like that kind of stuff. But like you said, like this actually is helping that government at this
right.
point. Like these are just dollars that somebody smuggled out, and
right? Which means they are actually being helped by you purchasing them, because what happened when Daryl bought. Actually, somebody sent us those Zimbabwe notes. Daryl actually bought a package of like dozens and dozens of 2 bolivar and 50 bolivar notes, and he paid like $10 for it. And I think that included shipping. I don't know, maybe $10 plus shipping. But like that's $10 that's going to feed a family in Venezuela for probably a month.
Yeah.
You know? And
so instead of helping with buying the paper notes, you're helping families. Buying
correct.
The crypto notes,
you're helping
the people that are hurting the family.
Exactly. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You bring up what you want on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And you can bring up anything here. Live Sunday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Will.
And Johnny Ray.
We're talking about the Venezuelan government's plan to release their own, what they're calling, or some are calling, a cryptocurrency. I don't know if the Venezuelan government has even been so brazen as to call it that, but they have called it the Petro. And they're claiming that each Petro that they issue will be backed by a barrel of oil. From the country, which, of course, runs its own oil company as well and has for decades. And they've managed to run that company into the ground, so to speak. They aren't even successfully able to distribute their oil all around the globe these days due to just abject failures of operations. Because governments, even though they've got access to a tremendous resource that's worth a lot of money, even the government can screw that one up, too. Because the government kind of pretty much screws up everything that they put their hands on, which is why this Petro is likely destined to be an absolute disaster. And so besides the fact that you're going to be enriching one of the world's worst and oppressive governments, if you buy the Petro, there's also the fact that even if you do buy it, it may fall to zero just simply because of, mismanagement and it being a government currency. Although that said, if they do actually come out with the Petro, if it does actually, come to fruition, then I think that would actually make the Venezuelan government, like, the first government with its own kind of crypto digital currency. Like,
I'm not aware of any other.
Yeah, neither am I.
So, I mean, if they can actually do it, it will be, to some extent, kind of impressive if it actually works, which, again, it's the government, so I wouldn't get my hopes up for that. Analysts, according to CNBC, have echoed these assessments, saying that Petro isn't a cryptocurrency that would be accepted by most, if not any, external entities. Raul Gallegos, the associate director at International Consultancy Control Risks, said, quote, "It is unlikely that this made-up currency will be accepted by any company or bank in lieu of cash." Now, of course, I think that's an interesting thing to say, given that the Bolivar is also a made-up currency, just like all government monies all around the world are made-up currencies. So, I mean, on the scale of currencies, calling this one a made-up currency really doesn't set it apart from all of the rest of the world's made-up currencies, but those have been around for a while, so people don't think of them in the same way. If actually the Petro really does have an oil barrel behind it, and if it were to actually be redeemable for that oil barrel, which again, I don't believe that it is, but if it were those things, then that would actually make it more real than the Bolivar. Given that the Bolivar, which is the country's official currency, is backed by absolutely nothing, and that's why the Bolivar has been shooting up in its per-dollar amount. So, meaning that you can trade a U.S. dollar for now over 200,000 Bolivar. And the last time we looked at those numbers, it was at around 100,000.
If the solution to Venezuela's problems is just to back a fiat with their oil, then why don't they just do like America does with the petrodollars in Saudi Arabia and back their paper fiat with oil?
Because it's easier to trade cryptocurrencies? I mean, if indeed it can get on exchanges or whatever, if it
so
can...
So basically it's just a get-rich-quick scheme for the Venezuelan
absolutely
government.
What it is. Okay. I mean, come on, they're so in debt. They are so screwed financially. This is a way for them to possibly
so they'll
get
be like
some
the
money.
Next XLR. They'll be the next Stellar Lumens. They'll be the next... the next big coin.
I don't know. Scam coin.
I don't know if they think they're going to be the next big one, but if they can get billions of dollars in for this, you know, then they'd be happy about that.
I'd love to get developers on the show.
Somehow I doubt they're making public appearances. Let's see here. Gallegos, a Colombia-based author who recently wrote a detailed account of Venezuela's mismanagement of its oil wealth called Crude Nation, told CNBC the Petros could become a vehicle that could be used to secretly move cash out of a collapsing economy and convert it into foreign currency. Quote, so it'll be a become a money laundering tool for well-connected people with the current and former regime of deceased President Hugo Chavez, which, as we pointed out before, if this thing does become real and it does become possible on certain exchanges to actually trade in this thing, then that would basically mean that the Venezuelan government will be exchanging this, you know, questionable, crappy, likely, cryptocurrency for real valuable cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others that they can then hold on to and have them accumulate wealth because of that. So
it's
this
a Ripple
is,
scam. I'm
yeah,
sure they
right. It's a big wealth transfer.
Yeah, they learned it from Ripple. I mean, I'm
and
sure
now
they
the
did.
Ripple's down, by the way. The Ripple good. Price, what it was it peaking at like $3-4? It's now like $1.20.
Burn it to the ground.
So for those that don't know, the Ripple thing is what? What is Ripple?
Fed.gov.coin. Oh, well, it's basically it's connecting the cryptocurrency industry to the big banks.
It's, as I understand it, the pitch behind Ripple is that it will allow big banks to transmit money to one another without having to go through the Federal Reserve system.
Yeah.
So, in theory, it's not a bad idea. I mean, as far as, like, I would like the banks to be able to move money faster. I think that's a good thing.
You have to trust some of the biggest thieves in world history, though. You know,
well, I don't have to trust them because I'm not buying it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're buying into this BS idea about Ripple, then you have, like, literally, you're saying, I think that if you give a crackhead rock and a lighter and a glass pipe and leave him in a room by himself, he won't smoke it.
Well, I don't know if it's a BS idea. I mean, Ripple itself as an idea, there's nothing inherently wrong with the idea of having a bank-to-bank currency that makes it easier for banks to move money around. It makes it easier for the banks to avoid having to go through the more centralized, maybe it's not that much more centralized, but the government version of this, which is the ACH wire transfer system that takes a long time and is slow and shut down on weekends. So if it's true that Ripple does what it says it's going to do, which is this intermediary between banks as far as shuffling money around, that's a good thing. I don't see that as a bad thing.
But it's competing with the Federal Reserve, and you and I both know that if it's competing with the Federal Reserve,
they won't stand for it.
Yeah, it's more than likely owned by the Federal Reserve. It's or they'd be out there freaking out and trying to burn the whole thing down right now.
There's a chance of that. I don't know.
Instead, they're attacking Bitcoin. Why aren't they attacking Ripple?
Yeah, good question on that one. I think that Ripple is a private company, but that doesn't mean the Federal Reserve doesn't have its fingers into it in some way. The scam with Ripple, just to clarify, isn't that it's helping banks move money around. Great. I mean, and from what I've heard, the banks actually haven't even signed on to that yet, but in theory, that's what it's supposed to do. That's not the scam. The scam is fleecing people with a manipulated currency, which is what Ripple is. It's centrally controlled. It's not a decentralized cryptocurrency at all, even though it's listed on the list of cryptocurrencies. The scam is that they can extract real cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum from people trading for Ripple on the hopes that Ripple's going to, you know, it's going to take off. Over the last few months, it shot up in its price big time, and there's all these people that are super excited about it, like people who consider themselves libertarians, who see the Federal Reserve as a bad thing, who see the sort of monopolistic banking system or oligopolistic banking system as a bad thing, but yet even they are, in some cases, not even holding their nose. They're just diving right in head first.
Promoting it.
And promoting it as though this is a way to make money off the big banks. We're going to show them. No, no. They're going to show you, because they're just taking your Bitcoin, giving you this Ripple thing. Then they can manipulate the supply of Ripple in order to control the price to basically extract wealth from people. Right? Yep. That's what the scam is.
At least that's how I see it. That's what I see is happening, is they want you to buy their Fed.gov.coin with your good cryptocurrencies. Right. They want you to take your Zen coin, which is private and, you know, has a value because of the value it adds, you know, the value it adds to the market for people like me who want to keep my transactions and nobody else's. My eyes on my transactions and nobody else's. It's not your business or your business or anybody else's business who I send and what I send it to, none of that. They want me to take my good crypto and give it to them for Fed.gov.coin.
Right,
and
after you'd already gotten out of the federal government's money.
Exactly. Here's what I'm going to say. If you're going to buy this crap, then what you do is use U.S. dollar tethers, because at least then you're trading crap for crap.
But, right, you've already traded into those things, so you're better off getting out of the dollar tethers and getting back into some real cryptocurrency.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to use dollar tethers to buy something, buy real crypto with
it.
But if you must buy the Ripple scam, then, you know, use centrally controlled fiat to buy centrally controlled fiat.
If you want to join us here, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Regardless of whether the country is able to ride a wave of enthusiasm for cryptocurrencies, Venezuela's downward spiral is continuing unabated. Last year, inflation topped an estimated 2,700%. And based on data gathered from Oxford Economics, the country's GDP contracted 7.6% in 2017 with no relief in sight. You got people out in fields slaughtering cattle, out in the open just trying to eat in Venezuela. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes.
All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.